This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. We continue in our Seder Mishabura Daf HaShavua. Welcome back. I hope everyone had a nice Yom Tov. And we begin today in Siman Beis, Din Levishas Begadim, the halachas of getting dressed in the morning. So the obvious follow-up is Siman Aleph is all about getting up in the morning. How to get up like a lion. When to get up at the hours that the Mishmaris are Mishtane, which is governed by the proper time to daven for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And once we were on the subject of davening for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, I believe the Mechaber brought in the Dinei Karbanos, even though that's not the Zman HaRoy La'amram. So now we're going to talk about once you get up, you got to get dressed. Din levishas begadim. La'yilbash chalukoi miyushav. You should not put on your cloak sitting down. They used to sleep without any clothing on. They used to sleep arum. So if a person sort of sits up and gets out of bed, then the issue is that his upper half is uncovered. So rather what you do is, aliyika chalukai, take the cloak while you're still lying, v'yachnis by roishai, you insert your head as royosav and your arms, boidenu shoichev, while you're still lying down. So basically the person is under the covers, and he then, as he's moving his head and his arms out of the covers, he's putting the cloak over his head and his arms. And as he's getting out of the bed, so now the cloak and the robe is draping over the rest of his body. Comes out that when he gets up, he is covered. So the Mechaber doesn't tell us exactly why to get dressed this way. And L'chayra, the reason for that is Sif Beis. Sif Beis, where there's no comment of the Mishnah Brura, and Sif Beis is a very interesting halacha to me, because Sif Beis is telling you not what to do. It's not telling you what not to do, it's telling you what not to think. It's a very rare halacha. How often do you have a halacha where the halacha tells you, don't think this? Sif Beis, al yoimar, don't think, hinani b'chadri chadar mi ra'eni, I'm in my inner chambers, who's going to see me? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, malay chalaretz kevaydai. God fills the whole world. L'chayra, that's, you know, Nimshachim Dvarehem, Dvara from Siman Aleph, where we just said that Yiskaber Kari, with the understanding of Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samid. So this continues on into the mode of getting dressed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Miyushav. Don't put on your clothing sitting. In other words, don't get dressed sitting. Da'az b'hechach yizka l'gufa, because then you're going to be uncovering your body. V'adam tzarch l'snaig b'tznios u'busha l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person needs to conduct himself with modesty and shame before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, really it's worthwhile to know that the Bir Halach and Siman Gimel brings about the importance of tznios, where he quotes the smack, that tznios is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, so that's just worthwhile to know in this context. And a person's obligated, a person needs to conduct himself in modesty and shame before Hashem. Afilik shu laila, even if it's dark, uvechadre chadorim, and he's in his inner chamber. Nevertheless, haloi maloi chaloretz kavodai, Hashem's kavod fills the whole world. And darkness is like light. And therefore, being recognizing that Hashem is, that one is always in the presence of Hashem, one cannot uncover their body. And for this reason, the same way you can't uncover your chest, you should not uncover your arms, you have to be careful that if you don't have a good reason, if you don't have to, not to uncover really any part of the body. What part? Anything which is always covered with clothing, you should not uncover unnecessarily. You're allowed to uncover your arm until your elbow, and your neck until the chest. So then you'll say, oh, well, wait a second. If I always have to cover parts of the body that are that are typically covered, does that mean I can't walk around barefoot? Does that mean I have to put on my socks under the blanket? Well, yes, that's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, Al-Kain, therefore, on Pelois, the socks, Yira Lulavsham, you should put them on, Oila Pashtam, or take them off. Gam Kain Tachas Asadin, under the sheet, Shaloy Legalois Raglov, so that one does not uncover their feet, Shadark and Lius Mechusas La'olam, which are usually covered, B'medinos Elu. Look, if you live in the desert, you live in the Sahara Desert, people walk around barefoot. That's one thing. Maybe you don't have to wear socks, but you live in the United States of America or in countries above the equator. So people usually cover their feet. You should put on your socks, take them off under the blanket. So obviously, you know, to us it sounds a little bit strange because this is not commonly practiced. You know, I don't think most people do this. V'chein koyot tzebzeh or any similar thing im loy shi'ev shebinyan acher, unless it's impossible in any other way. So now, this is the big question. The question is, do people really change their clothing under a robe? Or most people, they take off their shirt, they put on their shirt. Many people, to all their clothing, they do that. So is that permitted? It seems, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that that's not the proper way to go. So there's a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe that all of these hanhagos are only Midas Chasidus. They're extra saintly practices and they are not required. That's the opinion of Moshe. It's Midas Chasidus. It seems that most people follow that, certainly in America. I'm not familiar with people that put on their socks under their sheet. That is the shita of Rav Moshe. Rav Chaim Knievsky has a different take on it. Rav Chaim, although Rav Chaim says it's not Midas Chasidus, no, but he also learns it's not outright halacha. And Reb Chaim learns it's just Midas Tznius. And we find that when David HaMelech saw the unusual, the Hanhaga of Shaul, when he was tending to his needs, he was very careful not to uncover what was not needed. So he said, wow, how could Midas HaDin have any effect on such a tzaddik? Now, if this was a din, that every Jew was chayiv, not to uncover a part of their body that's normally covered, then what's the special hanhaga of Shaul HaMelech? That implies, says Reb Chaim, that most people did not conduct themselves this way. However, Chazal are teaching us that that is the ideal mode of conduct. The Machzus HaShekel brings, in the beginning of this siman, that even though Bezman HaZeh, we don't really have a din of a Talmud Chacham, but when it comes to Tznius, everyone should conduct themselves like a Talmud Chacham. And in other words, I once heard the following idea from our Rosh Yeshiva, that even though when it comes to other Chumrois, there's a concept of Yuhara, there's a concept of Gaiva. Let's say there's certain extra stringent practices that not everyone is authorized to abide by. Who are you to be Machmer? Just keep the Ikar Hadin. You're not on the Madrega to be a Machmir. Nevertheless, when it comes to Midos, there is no concept of Yuhara. A Mida is something which is ideally should be observed by everyone, and therefore it's not considered excessive. In other words, like this, is a person obligated to put their socks under the blanket? You can't say you're obligated to do that. Rav Moshe says Midas Chasidus, Rav Chaim says it's only Midas Tznius, but one would not be considered to be acting in extreme if they did that. You know, if you want to follow the Mishnah Berurah to the letter of the law, also it would be appropriate to do such a thing. What about getting dressed and undressed in the bathroom? In other words, can one be lenient there and say, well, in this place, we're going to see later that when one goes to the bathroom, one should only uncover what's absolutely necessary. Rav Moshe is also lenient about changing in the bathroom, because Rav Moshe says the idea over here of not uncovering oneself is because Meloi Chala Aretz Kevoidai, to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Moshe says there are certain Mekoimais that are not Mekoim Kavoid. So again, it would be considered, let's say, much more appropriate if somebody was, let's say, taking off their pants and putting on pajamas or that kind of thing, taking off their shirt, to do so in the bathroom. Should you in the bathroom there put on a robe to change? That would be together Midas Chasidus L'chayra. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah continues. We'll discuss this more in depth in the review on Sunday. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Likewise, when one is bathing in the river, it has the same din, meaning, basically, only uncover yourself when absolutely necessary. You should be careful to undress and dress as close as possible to the river. Don't take a mile hike after you're bathing, but rather one should get dressed and undress immediately, so as not to go uncovered for no reason. But on the same token, while one is bathing, or while one is actually descending into the river, one does not even have to cover their erva, because at that time, that's considered the appropriate mode of behavior. Going down into the river, you can't go in your clothing, so you could be undressed right before you go down. V'loyoid, elasha mechase, says Mishmura, one who covers their erva at that time, it's inappropriate. Nira kilu boish badavar. It's like you're embarrassed that you have a milu chilu koifer b'vrisa shal Avram Avinu. Ach ba'aliyosam and anar, when you're coming out of the river, where you're facing the people, shepanav klapayam, your front is opposite the people, yishcha, you should sort of bend over so that the erva is not blatantly facing the people, ayosim yada keneged arvasa l'chasoysa, or you should place your hand opposite the erva to cover it, uvavad shalo yigaba, provided that you don't touch the erva, as we will explain at the end of Simen Gimel. We'll explain at the end of Simen Gimel when one is or is not allowed to touch the erva. Isa b'shas, we find in the Gemara, chaluk shel tamid chacham, what is considered the cloak of a tamid chacham? Kol she'ein b'sarei nireis mitachtav, someone whose flesh cannot be seen from underneath. What does that mean? That means that, A, you can't see through it. You don't see the flesh through it. It's thick enough, you can't see the flesh through it. And B, it's not too loose where when you're walking or you're at a certain angle, people could see underneath. V'idna, nowadays, ain't as harm as that. We're not so careful about this, that A, it shouldn't be see-through, and B, that it shouldn't be so loose, because anyway, people wear undergarments, so even if it's too loose or if it's too thin, you're not going to see under it. Mishum shahochen ha'kobavate shaykayim ein abasa nuris. Anyway, people wear some type of undergarment, sock, long john, undershirt, and you're not going to see it. Okay, so then the Mishnah Berurah said that you should put on the shirt sitting down. You should not put on the shirt sitting down, but rather you stick your head and arms into it, and this when you get up, everything is covered. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzorna loymar, kishayakum, when you get up, v'yetze mitachas kisoy sedinoy, and you emerge from under your blanket, shahayamunach sham, that you were lying there, arum, naked, kishapasha chalukai, when you took off your cloak, yia ata teke mechusa, now you will be completely covered. Now the robe will fall over your body by itself. So basically, this way you don't have to uncover your body at all. Look later on, regarding getting undressed. Now we're learning about getting up in the morning. So we're talking about getting dressed. We'll see later on, how to get undressed in the evening. Next, Hamaniach Malbushav Merashoysav, one who puts his clothing under his head, mishakeach limudai, who'll forget his learning. So this is a davar seguli. You should not sleep on your clothing. The efshur, says Mishmaru, it could be a maniach davar achar mazik ben rosh lebegad ve'en kpeda. If you're going to sleep with a pillow, so now you're not sleeping directly on the clothing, there's no kpeda. Now, even though, Marv Rabbi, so we don't know the reason for this, why sleeping on your clothing will make you forget your learning, I'll share with you something I heard from Avigdor Miller on the next halacha. V'chein yizar mililba shnei malbushim yacha bepamachas. You should also be careful not to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Ki kasha l'shikcha, because it is something that could bring to forgetting. So Rav Miller would explain as follows. He says, even though it's a davar skula, there's a rational explanation for this. If you're going to put on your shirt and your jacket at the same time, your arm might not go through both sleeves at the same time. You might end up only sticking your arm through your jacket and not through your shirt. then a guy is going to see you from behind that you have this big bump on the back of your arm, and you look completely like ridiculous, and you look silly, and people are going to say, this is a Talmud Chacham. He looks like he's a clown. Hashem is letting him learn his Torah? So Hashem's going to say, I can't give this guy any siyata d'shmaya to remember his learning, because his mom is a chil Hashem. He looks ridiculous. That's what Rav Miller used to say. So extrapolating based on that, I don't know if we can, but if you sleep on your clothing, basically your clothing are going to be all wrinkled, and the next day you're going to come to the Beis Medrash, you're going to give a beautiful shir, and people are going to say, this clown is giving a shir? He looks like he's a homeless guy. He's a complete mess. So you have to make sure your clothing look respectable in the morning. Now, you know, we're not going to dictate the terms of this practice based on that rationale, but you know, we believe that whenever the Chachamim say something, there are many, many, many ta'amim for it. So far, you don't want to put your clothing under your head when you sleep. You don't want to put on two articles of clothing at the same time. Hakoyre ksav shal gabe hakever. One who reads a ksav on a grave. Oy hamistakel b'fnei ames, or one who looks at the face of a dead body. Mishakeach limudai. Now, regarding reading a ksav that's on a kever, we'll discuss this further tomorrow. According to many poskim, that's only if the ksav is boilet. That's only if the ksav is protruding. Kvarim today, they're nischare, they're engraved, and sometimes they fill it with lead. I think they fill it with lead, a little bit with lead. But it's kasha l'shikchai when the lettering is boilet. Now, another question is whether koire, does koire mean to say out loud? Poi nitman! You know, when somebody goes around to graves and he films it, let's say for Torah anytime, is it only if you say it out loud? Or is it if you even read it in your mind? Okay, so that's also a question. We'll discuss that tomorrow. We'll bring in from the Sefer HaZikara, you know, Reb Chaim Knievsky wrote an entire Sefer on the subject of those things that help you, that cause shikha, and those things that help remembering. Va'ayin oid b'prima gadim, midvarm hamachse limuda, look in the prima gadim from those things that help restore your limud. Says the Bir Halachsev Katanaf, lo yubash chalgum yushav prima gadim, estapik biyashin bekila. Let's say you're sleeping in a canopy bed. So technically speaking, halachically, you're in within a confine, so halachically, there's a mechitza and you're covered. She'im gavaya, so let's say it's not 10 tfachim tall. Inoyeg dinze. Do we say the havik mechusa ayin sham? So I would say the chakira is like this. Do we say, well, halachically you're considered covered? Or do we say this is not a matter of whether in lumdus you're covered or not? The bottom line is you're not wearing anything. And it's a matter of engendering a certain snios lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if halachically there's a mechitza, but nevertheless, practically speaking, you're uncovered. V'sever atzus achayim in the Malbum, masik l'isser, he concludes that it's not permitted, ayin sham. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Bez Hashem will pick it up in Sif Gimel tomorrow. Thanks everybody for joining us. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.